Are we ready? Okay. Hi, my name's Tom Tromey. I work at AdaCore on GDB, and I'm a GDB maintainer. And today I'm going to talk to you about the GDB terminal user interface, the TUI. I hope everyone uses the TUI. I don't know. First, I'd like to just apologize in advance because I'm gonna do some demos and gonna sit down, but I can't see it on my screen, so it's gonna be like slightly awkward and weird. All right. Okay. So, a little tour of the TUI. The TUI is a curses user interface that is built into GDB. It lets you. Here's what the old TUI looks like. It lets you have like, there's like a command window, a source window. The TUI has different layouts. So you can like switch between, there's the assembly view of our program. This shows source and assembly, registers and assembly, and then back. So this is like what the TUI looks like. Each layout is like this predefined thing. You can select which layout you want. You can select any layout you want, as long as it's one of these, like, five. Do help layout, it'll tell you, oh, you can do layout regs and see the registers. All right.
Oh, you don't see the registers.
Well, I haven't started the program. If we start it, we'll see the registers. There we go, registers. The TUI is super old code, or it was like as of 2 years ago. It came in to GDB in this infamous event called the HP merge, which happened before I worked on GDB. And it was kind of contentious for reasons I don't really remember, but it landed in like the late 90s, I think, and then was essentially untouched for 20 years. So. It was. I feel like some of the worst code in GDB, and consequently, not many people really like on the GDB side. Well, I should really just speak for myself. On the GDB side, I actively avoided the TUI. When people used it, I told them, "Oh, you shouldn't use it. You should use something else." And I only ever actually used it by mistake. So the one thing I learned was how to get out of it. You know. And then the code was just like, you know, something to be avoided at any cost. So I already gave you the demo. You saw kind of what the TUI can do. You know, this is what it looks like, what it looked like. And you could step and, you know, we could look at, you can't see the whole screen here because, you know, like I said, my demo is terrible. But, you know, you can like also step through the source. We can set breakpoints and it'll show up as like, in the margin there. I don't know if I can because I can't see well enough to like futz with this. Let me try.
What happens if we turn this whole table by 90 degrees so you can kind of see the screen as well?
Yeah, that'd be good, wouldn't it? That's okay. I'll do this. All right, cool. New part of the demo. You can resize the window and something happens. But over the last couple years, we've mostly rewritten the TUI. I looked the other night, and I think we touched half of all the lines in the TUI. And another thing that we did, which we never had before, is we wrote a TUI test suite, which was like a fun adventure writing a terminal emulator in Tickle. yeah. Don't ever do that. All right, so we added a few features to the TUI over time, you know, like over the course of these refactorings. And so now I'm going to show you some of the stuff. One thing we added is styling. So, like, it's kind of garish. But we added styling to the GDB command line in general so that you can set colors on things. And then it'll colorize your source code as well. This is a little bit unreadable on this screen, but it looks better on here. But this one uses GNU source highlight, which is like this package. But it also can be configured these days to use pigments if you'd rather. So that's one thing we did. I felt like that was a nice improvement just because it makes things more readable, especially like in the console area. All right. So next we added, and some of these patches haven't landed yet, but the next thing we thought was, you know, how I was saying you can only do certain layouts, right? Like you can have a layout where the registers are on top and the source window's on the bottom, but there's no layout like if you like it the other way. That's impossible to do. So we added layouts, and we can just define a new layout now. Like we could say, let's have the source on top, and then registers, and then there's a window nobody knows that has a name called the locator, which is kind of a little style window, and then we can put a command window. And we can kind of set, you have to name a layout. You can set, in the new layout command, you can say how the windows resize relative to each other. So like these windows all get a 1, so they're all going to take kind of equal amounts of space. And then we can say layout X, and then we have the source on top and the registers and then the command window. Oh, and there's new styling in this version, so it also styles the borders. You know, I don't know. It's fancy. Are we GUI yet? So, okay, so. Say what? Where'd the locator go? The locator is this green thing. It's like a little status line. And that was another thing where this was kind of hard-coded into everything in the 2E, and now with the new layouts, you can just not have it if you prefer not to have it. I don't know. We haven't made it so that you can customize the locator yet. You could sort of write your own, which we won't see that exactly, but we'll see something. So then also in the 2E, you can only have like vertical layouts. You know, but it's nice to be able to do a horizontal layout, like you want windows side by side. So we can do something like this. We'll make a new layout and we'll say, can I spell? We'll say like this. And hopefully it will work. Yeah, there we go. So we made a horizontal layout. We added a new feature for that. So you can lay out like your windows and geometric shapes now. I don't know. Like, it's probably some math. Anyway, so now we have the source on the left and this on the right, which is nice if you have like a giant screen and you full size your terminal and then you can arrange things better and not have like lots of wasted space. Okay. Now remember the 2E only has the windows that it has, you know? So I wanted to add new windows. There's a bunch of windows we could add, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes, but I thought it would be nice to be able to write your own windows. So we added the ability to write a new window in Python. So we can do like, we can have a layout where, let's try cow 2. We can have a layout where you have a cow, you know, and because we added a new cow window. And the cow can tell you things like, you know, I is 0. And the cow can be like, I's changing as you step, you know. It's a very, very intelligent cow. And this kind of thing is super simple to write. Like, oh, there's a bug. If we look at, you know, this is the code for the new window to show you a cow. Python, of course, being a complete programming language, has a cow library. So you can just import that and use it for your cow-related needs. And then, you know, we just wrote a little window that, like, registers itself with some GDB events. So, like, it can watch when the inferior stops or starts and then update itself. And then, you know, it has this render method, which GDB can call as well, because if you like resize the window, it'll tell the window, go re-render yourself. And there's a few other methods you could write, but you don't really, you know, if you want something really simple, this is all you have to do. you know, it's a handful of lines, and you got a talking cow. You could add any window that hooks into GDB using, like, the GDB Python API, and you could write custom ones for your program or, you know, whatever you want to do. So, in the future, yeah, see, I resized too big, and I didn't know how to unresize. Computers. In the future, like, I want to add some new windows, variable, view, stacks, threads. It's a lot easier to do now because we changed from the bad old implementation of the TUI to something where you just write a new class and implement a few methods and it's working. And some of those, I was thinking maybe I would write them in Python. I don't know. You know, in GDB, historically, we haven't really accepted, say, like core features implemented in Python. We implement core features in C++, but I feel like maybe that could change. We could implement mouse events. I don't know if that's interesting. I try to avoid the mouse. We could add key binding APIs. TUI has this single step, or this quick mode. I forget what that's called. Where you, actually, I forget how to enter it. Oh, yeah, single key mode, where you can hit, like, a single key and it does something. Like, I was just hitting S there and it steps. And single key. And, you know, we could add the ability to, like, add bindings there from Python or something. One thing we don't have is an I/O window where if you're running your program and it prints stuff, it will print here. And there's this long-standing TUI bug that is filed a few times in Bugzilla where when your program that you're running prints stuff, it destroys the screen. Like, all this scrolls and it gets all crazy. And you have to hit Control-L to refresh it. We'd like to fix that. That's complicated to fix because you have to intercept all the I/O from the inferior, which we currently don't do, and probably have a second terminal. And then if you want to debug a curses program in the TUI, we'd have to implement a terminal emulator, which, you know, we already did for the test suite, and it's a horrible nightmare, and, you know, terminals are evil. So then I started thinking, well, you know, there's other programs like Screen does all this stuff, and it has a terminal, and it manages Windows, and maybe we could just use Screen. And, of course, GNU, brief GNU rant, GNU has completely failed at software reuse, so, like, something like Screen is totally unreusable. And this is actually a critique that applies to GDB as well. GDB is just a big program with, you know, 4,000 global variables, and so you can't really reuse it. That's bad. Even briefer curses rant. Curses is a terrible API. I never really used curses until I got involved with the TUI, and I'm surprised it survived this long. And then your feature here, if you have some interest in the TUI, I'm always interested to hear things or, you know, what it could do better. All right, I think that's everything that I had to say. Are there, like, questions or comments or? Yeah, what's up? Yeah.
So I see what you're saying about the screen, destroying the screen thing.
Yeah.
But can't you just do the most moronic thing imaginable, which is to, like, send control L to yourself once every half a second? So I don't have to do it myself.
You could do that, but that would, like, I'm sorry. The question was, this I/O window thing, can't we work around it by doing, like, the moral equivalent of a control L periodically? Yeah, I'd never thought of that. We could probably do that, you know.
It's a sick hack, but
I'm down with sick hacks. maybe that could be done. I don't know. You know, and maybe, you know, something Pedro said is maybe we don't need to implement a full, like, we want to do this I/O second terminal business for some other reasons, and so maybe we don't need to implement a full terminal emulator in GDB, and we just say if you want to debug a curses program, you have to open a second terminal and attach or use that GDB command that does that, or, you know, so, yeah.
Is there any cheat sheet for the key bindings for the tree?
Okay, the question is there a cheat sheet for the key bindings? Well, I know you all use info, so, yeah, there's, in the GDB manual, it's not like a, in the GDB manual is there's a section for the TUI, and it has a note about the single key mode and explains the commands and stuff. And then the command line commands for layouts and whatnot are all documented in the manual.
So then what about a help window?
Okay, the question is, what about a help window? That's a good question. I haven't implemented one. You could certainly do that. In fact, you could do that in Python, like, super easily. If we had more time, maybe we would live code it right now. Yeah.
Are there some predefined layouts, for example, that see automatically the local variables?
No, that hasn't been done. That's this. That was this item at the top here. Like, we don't have a variable view or a stack view or a thread view. That says thread. Thread view. You know, we haven't implemented those yet. Yeah. That's just like a to-do item. Yeah.
Can you maybe find any chance of code we use for LRO? I was thinking when you introduced layouts of how teamers stuff, and I have no clue how it's implemented, but the full feature teamers has like cycling around layouts.
It's cycling around.
Have you ever seen how they do that?
Yeah, okay. The question was, can we share code or ideas with TMUX? I use screen primarily because I'm old, so I haven't really tried TMUX. I did look at the screen manual for some ideas, but I didn't really feel like it was a natural fit, you know, so I just wrote my own thing. We could do that. Another issue that we have kind of is like if we wanted to share code in GDB, we're generally somewhat conservative about adding new dependencies, which is something else I'd like to change somehow. But so, you know, it's a little tricky. Like maybe even if Screen was a library, we still wouldn't use it. I'm not sure, you know? Yeah.
What's the upstream status order in what's in the release already from the features that you showed today?
Okay, and from what I showed today, what's in is basically colorizing, you know, including like the new border thing. And I don't know if you noticed, but the window used to be like the source window used to kind of stop here, and then these were outside of it, and we kind of moved them inside. And we added a mode to like also make the source and line numbers cuddle better, although I don't remember what it's called, so I don't want to type it. But the horizontal layouts, and well, user-defined layouts and horizontal layouts in Python are a pending series that should go in any day, but they're not in a release yet. So they'll be in 10, probably. Yeah?
How stable is GDB Git if you want to try that yourself?
Okay, the question is, how stable is GDB Git if you want to try it yourself? It's pretty stable. I use it all the time. So, yeah. You know, it's like anything in development. Sometimes there's a bad period, but we keep it short. So, all right. Anyone else? Yeah.
Are those layouts automatically stored somewhere if you just configure something else?
No, they're not. The question is, are the layouts automatically stored? They're not automatically stored. You just stick them in your GDB init or something like that. Yeah. We could do that, I guess. Yeah. All right. Okay. Thank you very much.